I received another suggestion that someone said that would help them better understand the regulations. And this came from a person in Red Devil who said that he doesn't have internet, and in order to see the phishing announcements, he has to boat down to the post office and look at the community board. And he said, but every year at the beginning of the year, he gets a calendar from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game with a fishing calendar for him to put down his harvest every day of what fish did he get, how many, what's the species. And he said, why can't the dates and the times and the regulations just be inserted into that calendar?
Yeah, so those calendars are printed preseason, you know, in late winter, and then sent out to the communities in the springtime for distribution. And the way that the fishery is being managed is more on an in-season basis. So we put out a forecast preseason, and then in-season we watch our in-season assessment projects like the Bethel test fishery. And the sonar, the newer sonar camp that's in place right below the Queefluck Y. And so with salmon, they're coming back. They're coming from the ocean and then swimming up the river. So we're fortunate enough to not only have to manage off of the preseason forecast. We can watch as they enter the river to get an idea of the abundance and how many fish there are. And then we can then make in-season management decisions based on that information. So it could be so putting them down in a calendar that is printed in, say, February is just kind of we can't really do that just based on how the management is done.
Tell up the what need Tony Looney Omung, Kawak and Red Devil Mimung, what internet that Niluni down at Akunangaton, Nasano Dutchy money, internet that Kun Mayam Skmana. Kaku ikhtakat witan itat, you know, kiwa chalitulrim state and iwatan. Watan ho my nakatakatoka sayo kuchit tanksuki said ikhtitut wasokum to it. Watan ho chivoni uksumiko tawatan tangstigatat kasayo katawatan pistigat nilutin tawat naran kingat niluk.
The state and the federal managers are taking these different approaches on how to manage the river. And Rayburn, as you said, that's largely based off of what is the goal for escapement. And then that itself seems to be based on what is the conservation concern here. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game issued a document that said, quote, there is currently no conservation concern for the Kuskokwim River Chinook salmon population. Aaron, will you explain the state's position on that?
Yeah. So what we mean by that is the stock is not in peril of going extinct or vanishing or just going away. What we're dealing with is more of a problem with returning yields. What I mean by that is harvest opportunity or fish needed or fish available for harvest. We've been getting our escapement since 2014. We've been within our goal range. We've had plenty of fish up on the gravel putting their eggs down for future returns. But what we're seeing is a problem with enough fish coming back to allow folks to fish unrestricted, you know, have unrestricted time. So we're having to then place restrictions on the fishery just to ensure that enough fish are getting on the spawning grounds and provide, you know, a little opportunity to get at the harvestable surplus that is there.
What nap tachal matum tungin on the makutuwa to malikta koh kaput wat naksawa kong damani kuskok pagmi chali so tamakutuwa to kas kato ayok skit chin pilkit awatin. Watin kiwa Watin hukmaik pakutang shat seta watin chukwis kamutku chalis naks kamutki. Nakit hukmaik im tamakangay chunakut watin wasuka tuku im chuktop kipkukchikut hukmani kuskofim iloni watin makut nakit chalisu. Yakinikling 2014 and running to make of Yara Katuk Makut Nakat Mavati Traskat Chalisu Tang Tutuk Kawani Kukvetni Tamakut Nakat Kit Tuniluki Chalisu Kukak Sutting Watan Tamakut Ignaskit Tamakut Nakat Mavchalkip Chikuta Chal Tamana Kukpit Ksuku Makut Akut Kingu Laput Pitik sukigaton ng kaskat watin wang kuchitston pagkut watin hugtama kuta maliktakut kata watin takumot.
And Rayborn, will you talk about the federal approach to conservation and what the viewpoint of conservation?
Sure, Rayborn, Fish and Wildlife Service. So our viewpoint of conservation, our ANILCA demands that we balance both conservation and subsistence. So that's kind of our driving legislation. So as we look at it this year, we try to balance both those needs across all of the user groups out here, in our case, 33 tribes up and down the Kuskokwim River. So when we go with an escapement objective, we take a look at that, then we consult with the tribes and talk about what do they see as an appropriate escapement. And working with the tribal members, again, they want to rebuild the stocks. And in their perspectives, they want to use a higher escapement objective, which gives us more conservation, but also has a risk of less harvest. So again, as working with the tribes, we try to reach those mutually agreeable objectives. From the Fish and Wildlife Service perspective, we like to take a look at the range that the Fish and Game has identified and say, where within that range do we want to fall to meet what we're looking for objectives? And I try to stress this year, we're trying to balance all of that. So we kind of look at midpoints, if you will. That's kind of just a good number that helps to give us something to work for planning and to make pretty clear and transparent decisions. And we talk about that with the Intertribal Fish Commission, with a working group and other members like that. So that's where we're coming from on a federal perspective. Thanks.
Makunungato kana something my watin chinhoka watin makutugato malikstakut kais kanot kskit watin tawat na yukskat watin kiwoka watin gato makuta nakutugato tamanit skating akhtakaksuku sat chalitu nunachorni manikus kukpagmi 33 aning tribe tankhtuk ma Setuk tamak tu sagat tu tiugat witalgit nunani tos kanat suki sa makuningato kasam talganing tu tsakat kukpit suku salkip sangkit tsakat aman aksakak suku daw ang amsakinan tsakat nukuk makut nakat taman aksakak to chalisu kas nukukpit algaming Kaspital gaming at the Matutskat Nunat Makut Mani Wital at Kuskupami. Chalisu could enter tribal fish commissioner Chalisu working group at the Makti Laksuki Kuyuktatu Tamanar Naking Laksuku Kaisan Tuikirtskat was a Kumskat Amakut Kanat Kluki.
And what are the two different escapement objectives? That there's one river, but there's two government managing agencies with two different goals of how many salmon should reach their spawning ground. What are those?
Yeah, so with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, we have an escapement goal of 65,000 to 120,000 Chinook salmon. And that's through the analysis that we've done with all of the escapement information that we have going back through time, through history, and the returns on that. So that's based on actual fish going up to spawn and then what the returns were and what we feel is an appropriate amount to ensure that we have a harvestable surplus for the fisheries that take place on this river. And now with the, I'll let Ray talk about the escapement from the federal side of things.
Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, so on the federal side, we get a look at the range that the state has, and they have some excellent science supporting that range. For in-season, you know, this annual strategy, we took a look at that, and we worked with the tribes and said, you know, listening to everybody, you know, Fish and Wildlife Service, we took a look at what we thought was a good escapement based on my risk tolerance, what we think we were looking for, and we're pretty comfortable with the midpoint. Work with the tribes, they want 110,000 as an escapement, and I think that's reasonable. It will definitely meet my conservation objectives. If the tribes are, again, work together a bit later in the season, they indicate somewhere they did in previous years that maybe they want a little more, it'll still meet my conservation objectives, which are for the kind of the midpoint of the escapement range. That would give more opportunity, but right now we're using 110,000 as our target. You know, so the state has this large, big objective range, and I have this real narrow focus point within the middle of that area that I'm working towards. And it just helps me to clearly articulate and make decisions in a very transparent and clear manner.
Mm. Yeah, up to Charlie, what no good state to Charlie to angwek that. Makut nakat katam talo ki piu guya kat ki ko kwatso ka kawat munaya sakat im kitoxit sakait wat nko ko kut state at 65,000 yavat 100,000 nam talo ki tagyak pit tawat ntang hotu tim tawat n pital gam ngam talo ki kitos ko mayak talo ki ikinibigkat nun na Kuksaktukwikat ng tamakot amsaktalukit tatu kutang suyak tu tawad ng bital kem tawad sukut ang uwik tit wat ni kukukut ukut ka stated wat na ako ng nakitut kitulgan ng naknang tatu kutamana sikat kutamana tamakot tatu kutatu im naqsqitga to asik niluki chalilu watnga lat amtsqtalqat tamana qalkitus qumalqittu kut stateat chalilu nuna chorat qalpi piunga talqat 110,000 qoqwatn lat amtsqtaluki qanra qut pitugniluk taqut qorasqtu ta chalilu нэгнэн тайма чивул чивун кингонумтни танхнаюклутан гыюннэрчигуугут.
I guess one, you know, further clarification is the state plan covers multiple years, so it has this range of things. The Fish and Wildlife Service strategy is just for this year. We look at it annually to come up with what that escapement objective should be on an annual basis. And again, we stay within the range that the state has, so it meshes pretty well with their plan as to what they're doing. We just have an annual strategy that helps us, again, articulate clearly and concisely and transparently what we're making for decisions for this particular season.
Tale ilakrawai ugutkur state at alhakuni kayut kayutunitayema tanghotut watnbit amtalrenato piskumashit ugutukun nanguektet watn alhakokn huktoma kutang tangviatu chalisu manalhakokka tkit putwatn manuitlhitamana huknutan tangn rulutallat pittot.
And I do have a question about the state's approach to the federal management escapement. So the state issued, you might be able to hear that plane passing. Give it a couple seconds. Mm-hmm. The state issued a document saying that maintaining escapements near the upper end of the escapement goal is expected to be detrimental to future harvest. Will you explain that stance in relation to the 110,000 escapement goal from the federal side?
Yeah, I can try to take a stab at that. So what that's stating is putting fish near the upper end of that escapement goal year after year, putting the same amount of fish on the spawning grounds could potentially in future years reduce the amount of yield coming back that's available for harvest. So that's essentially what I'm saying, is it could reduce the amount of fish that's available for harvest on any given year. Is it going to drive the stock to extinction? No, that's not what we're saying. It's just stating that in future years the yield could be decreased. Are with the escapement goal and how the state has it set it as a range is to accept nature as it is. Fish don't come back. Fish populations don't come back as with a set number every single year. It fluctuates, and it always has, and it always will be. And within our sustainable salmon policy that we have, we are mandated to put escapements up onto the spawning grounds that differ within that range from year to year. We have to fluctuate in that range to the best of our ability every year. So we have that somewhat of that natural fluctuation of abundance.
Yeah, tell up the what who could anguicht it to what in tank so we actually $110,000 nothing. Tarefan kitochit to kitochit to yaklit. Taman hookas tanghumayu, what in cano canochtokuna state and a kiun clare. Town a hook what in Alhakok nata tang to niluke kasam stalreta, kitchat what in Kokwi kamaknun chaliso. Tawatin hook down kitokuluku hook. Slata tang tang shat 65,100,000 tagayak fit tawat nam saluki kitus kumaskit down a hook 110,000 piro piro sikun hook tawatin nakatuk nang ngay to tawom hookak nayukluki piro nakaluki akhting nayukluki gato kawatun koksatulgitam statsit sali suwat nakatayok nating alhakokan tkit tutua piyaga mukhtun chal tamana tamana chal satagat tamana chal lakni loko toy chali.
And thank you to everyone who's calling in. Thank you for listening to Fish Talk. We might have a few minutes to open up the calls. We're going to stick to asking a few questions right now, but please hang around and thanks for listening.
Yeah. We're going to receive calls when?
We'll open it up. Let's give it 5 more minutes.
Okay, yeah. I time spiti pichaknatam chiko kwatna spiti kalat kalang spiti kuksatlam chi dagom ko kwanika 5 minutes ko nasini watn kalag yukup chi apsukup chi kukut kalag nakhto chi.
I wanted to give Ray the chance to respond. So if the state's position is that if year after year of high escapement could in the end backfire and be detrimental to future harvest, but then it seems like the federal approach in consultation with the tribes is let's have a few years of having that really high escapement in order to have bigger harvest in the future. Am I understanding this correctly?
That's a part of that. You know, again, Aaron said has some great science behind their plan and their policies, how they're doing that. And we're working really hard to come to that. And some of it is just getting more science of what this run actually does. You know, we have a few years of looking at it from a federal perspective, and we've done some scientific analysis over the last winter, and it tells us a little bit like we should take a little more time and look at this. Some of the drivers, you know, for Fish and Wildlife Service and federal government is the tribal consultation piece. The tribes say they want have more escapement, and we respect that, and we listen to that. And that's one of the reasons we have a little higher escapement than what, you know, the state is seeing is, our mandates to consult with the tribes, similar to what we do in any other country. And we have to listen to that and pay attention to that. So, we have different mandates we work with, and that's part of the process of, again, by using all this science to inform these management decisions we're making. Thanks.
Angoktin chale itlo maskulugtum watn tamana ko kan kautugon tungin nyan satu ko watn mai satu ko state at naklit wasoka satu gatatang kanot kita matum tungin asika chale suko satu salman na nasunritut ko mai tang kanagayunak tang kanagayunak katho tang Chal taring biyogan taring kanal ko piyugya ko chal matumtungin ng kasamstalgita siyak at watan titoqchitlum ta walluqa maakn tuutlqamtning neqnen qaasaamtartalerit tamaana ta ta taltariing viyaquyuguyarluku tal maa tamaana huqullaat tallaaquwaaqaqqaat ta ahkutartaqqaklukinnunaaniguitalerit im unaangallu unaang qaalerkatningaato neqqikamaqnu.
And we're now opening up the phone lines. We have 10 minutes left. The number is 543-5985 or 543-2756. And while I go alert the board operator so they can start taking calls, Aaron Moses, you're still running your net operation so people can prevent bugs from getting in their smokehouses, I understand. Will you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the fish preservation project that I started last year, due to unforeseen things, we had to restart it this year. I didn't get a lot of stuff that I wanted to done last year. So we're working with ONC this year to get it restarted. And I do have some netting available. Not much right now, but I did order a whole bunch, but a lot of that is going to be distributed among the refuge information technicians, and a lot of the netting is going to be expanded outside of the Kuskokwim area. But there's still, I've managed to give at least 140 families netting to try out, and we'll be in contact with about most of them that live along the Kuskokwim, trying to figure out how they're doing with their summer fish drying.
What napta kunngato akuta chivit kitnet katnun naqnun ta igniyartarlu kitoatn tamatum apqta qalngurtama nayuqa llin kiwa umchalitulremernam yern most watn tamakunngalkhani naspalkhunilutin chalilluqa ta asikkanaki yugo tatus tataga tapini luki chalechuk asaneng amlnruuratning mai tuyullkhuqa taut kitnaran selgit ayima chalmai qapchikharin kuq mai pinqtutta nunanuna yaksqataalkhkatnun tamaaktikaayut neqtigataagan qalit ikaayut kakhkatningwa kuchivit tkitnitkhkatninga to neqnun chal tamana challaqun luku chal kuskokpim chalmani ay pagni piwana kalting im ilana yukluki asanun nunanun.
Turning to our first caller, hello Stephen, welcome to Fish Talk.
It's very talking to me, Stephen Alexi. I'm originally from Makitek, but I live in Napatek.
Hi. Good morning. What's your question?
No, it's not a question. It's I was watching in disbelief the other opener. You know, we've gone out on our way ever since these restrictions have been implied to us, I think 4 or 5 years now. And when Fish and Wildlife says, you know, you use 150 feet of fishing net, we use 150 feet. You know, instead of maybe 60 feet, you guys should impose 75 feet, because that's half of it. And it sickened me to watch those fishing game taking fish away from people. And probably some of the families barely paid for 6 gallon gas or gas a tank to go out fishing. And then the other thing to read, and I guess this question is more towards Aaron, back in 2013 when he first came new to the area after Duck Bill had believe retired. I think he was making poor management decisions and had us continue to fish. And that year we barely saw the fish escapement of Kings. And we're going to have a hard time next year because it's 7 years from then.
Stephen, so I want to give Aaron a chance to respond.
One more thing. For this year, what was his major factor in opening the upriver when down here they make the most of the fish pass out already, and fishing's going to open without closing up river. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Aaron Tierney with Fish and Game. Thank you for your comments, Stephen. Your first part, I don't know if that was the 2015 year. That might have been the 2013 year. I had just started. I wasn't the actual manager then, but as far as that season goes, the run was coming in. It looked like it was coming in fairly well. We had a good preseason forecast that year, but unfortunately that bit us in the butt. The run dropped off, and yeah, that's it was a poor year all around. But to be honest, that stuff happens from time to time. It doesn't happen every year, but it does happen on occasion. And then we have to pick up the pieces and move forward again. And then
what was net length?
Oh, the net length. That was so that 60-foot length. That was something that was decided at the Alaska Board of Fisheries for the preseason. While we had the front end closure in place, that was not a decision made by us solely. That was a decision made by the Alaska Board of Fisheries and from users up and down the river drainage. When we first put in the front end closure in 2017, I believe, or six? No, it was 2016, sorry, we did not offer any sort of gill net opportunity during that front end closure period, and a lot of area residents and fishermen were upset, and they wanted to have some sort of opportunity to catch some fresh fish. So they put in a proposal to the Alaska Board of Fisheries for something, and through deliberations in an open public process, they came up with this 4-inch set net 60-foot long regulation that we've had for the last couple of years. If you would like to see that changed, you're more than welcome to submit a proposal to the next board cycle for the Alaska Board of Fisheries. You can call our office at the number we stated before, and we can help you out with that when the time comes. I believe the next board meeting won't occur until 2021 or 2022, and that's when they'll take up Kuskokwim area proposals.
Nakatchalito im Kangwachtaim 2015 ama kapitlukuk wat na wat man nagato nakatigato im alutus katigato tamana kasa asakot kuni luko chalito taim im asik kapitlukuk na kuto man nagato takutskit kiwa chalito lagi wat I pagani hook 2015 am tauna im wat nato nakat hook asaking anating it has hood ma tawa hook time piwan a holding tawani at kagmi im iklicht hood kwa as kunam tal tamana tamatumun iklif kaneke ukluki aguna kala kanak hook chale. What na akuta kubya taktatatit taukutana hutakut kat Alaska Board of Fisheries tamana huk taktutachat nakat kubya satatakut katalito hangawaki mumi 2016 mpitsuta im kubya pasusunit huram skat mani kirutsunitat. Chalit tawan tamana tangkukukut Alaska Board of Fisheries 4-inch aning atukuluki kubyayak kay tamani. Tawo muktamana chimigayukupchiw. Next, kiyuklema na board cycle leta mani kuskukfami. I pagnate 2022, is that you're saying that they're going to?
Yeah.
They're going to have a meeting, right, regarding? Yeah. Im tam tawani al hakumi hoka kuyukchi kut board of fishet manakus kofim bit klukunakat.
And then, yeah, Stephen, Aaron, again, I just wanted to address your last point that you brought up about this season's management actions between the upper river and the downriver. As far as upper river goes, the reason why that's being opened starting June 12th until further notice is because in-season assessment information is suggesting that we're having a run that's going to be similar to the last handful of years. And as far as the harvest power goes, and that part of the river is significantly lower than it is down in the lower river. There's not as many people from Antioch up through the headwaters as there is in this downriver portion of the river. So their yearly take of king salmon, if you were to look at the numbers, is significantly less than the lower river. And so we feel confident that we can let those folks go fishing and still have the ability to achieve all of our escapement goals throughout the area.
Thank you to everyone who's listening, and thank you for calling in. That is all we have time for at this moment. I appreciate everyone who is on the line. Thank you to my guests for coming in. Thank you to Ray Bourne and Aaron Moses with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, to Aaron Tiernan with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and, of course, to Peter Achek for translating. Kalyana, have a great day. Thank you for listening to Fish Talk, and thanks for listening to KYUK.
Gonna continue to see.